Central Ohio is emerging as a data center hotspot. And in Butler County, proposals for data centers in Hamilton and Trenton are drawing pushback from residents. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to discuss the data center boom and what it could mean for residents and business owners in the region are Business Insider senior reporter Ellen Thomas, WVXU environment reporter Isabel Nisley, and Hamilton resident and business owner Jay Kidd. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Isabel, tell us about this data center project that's being proposed in Hamilton. How big is it?
Yeah, so last year, a developer, Logistics, and the city of Hamilton entered into a development agreement on a proposed data center. And it would be on 29 acres of land. It's currently wooded and owned by the city. And it's near Miami University's Hamilton campus and a kind of a neighborhood with about 50 homes in it. And it would basically look like a big warehouse. Now, in terms of the size of its electric demand, the proposed data center would need up to 240 megawatts of electricity at any given moment. And a researcher I talked to said that's equivalent to the energy consumption of about 24,000 households.
Wow. How far along is this project in the approvals process and all those steps?
Yeah, the developer has received some approvals for the project from the city, but the city says things are still in the early stages. Currently, it's waiting on the results of two studies, a system impact and a facility study, and they'll ultimately determine the city's ability to supply power to the project and what the next steps are.
Okay. Ellen, Ohio seems to be a popular location for these data centers. Why is that?
You know, I'm not sure that I can answer that in one cohesive sentence, but, you know, Ohio has a lot of rural farmland. About 10 years ago, Amazon built a couple of data centers outside of Columbus and Hilliard, Dublin and Plain City. And they, you know, they got very generous tax abatements from the state and from the local municipalities. And, you know, where data centers cluster or where data centers go, others tend to follow. At that time, there was, you know, ample electricity. That's not such the case anymore. But, you know, it's a pro-business environment. There's lots of farmland. You know, that's kind of, I think the rest is kind of existential.
Well, Ellen, you mentioned incentives. What kind of incentives are these data center projects getting from state and local communities? And how many jobs do they typically create?
So at the state level, data centers are eligible, and it's going to depend. You know, each agreement is different, but I believe Ohio allows for up to 100% abatement of retail sales and use tax on construction equipment that is used to build a data center. So that's at the state level. When you're building the data center and when you're buying the equipment to put in it, you don't have to pay retail tax to the state. At the county level, property tax abatements are pretty typical. In Ohio, some data centers have up to 30 years, 100% tax-free property tax abatements, which that's, you know, I've seen some less generous deals recently, let's say, you know, 75% for 10 years. But they get a lot of incentives to locate in Ohio. And as far as jobs, they create a lot of construction jobs at the very beginning. Data centers go up fast, and lots of electricians and skilled construction workers are needed to make that happen. Oftentimes, though, those people are coming in from out of state because the need is just so great, or they'll need a specific type of skilled worker. And then when the data center is finished, it could house, you know, it can have anywhere from maybe 10 to 50 full-time employees. I would say more, you know, more common is on the lower end is 10 to 15, because really what the data center is just a warehouse full of servers. And, you know, it's not a big office building with a bunch of people working in there.
Wow. Well, Jay, you own a business in Hamilton. What do you think about this proposal in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm incredibly concerned about it. Ultimately, one of the big issues is the fact that anytime these data centers come in, it's going to be a huge drain on our utilities. Not only is it a utility issue, also there's a lot of pollution that is typically done in not just the groundwater, but also the regular normal municipal water as well. We're talking heavy metals like lead, cadmium, mercury. These are serious health impacts on our residents. And the thing is that Hamilton is very unique in that we own all four of our municipal utilities. That's something that's normally other entities, you know, for-profit entities tend to own. But that means that we have our own electric and we have our own water. In fact, 60% of our electric is hydroelectric, which is very wonderful to have. And it's one of the reasons why my business is actually in Hamilton, is because we care about green energy, we care about sustainability, and that's a big reason to have a business in Hamilton if you care about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Also, it keeps those costs down, which is amazing. Something like Duke is going to charge more on average than Hamilton's municipal utilities. The issue is that this proposed data center, the amount of draw that it has at peak is beyond what our electricity is actually capable of producing. And what that means is you'll have to go onto the open market in order to buy excess power in order to be able to meet these peak demands. Already, over the past, I believe, 5 years, the organization that sells that excess power here in Ohio has reported that they've gone up by 15% just in prices, just due to other data centers throughout Ohio. And that's going to be larger as more data centers sprout up. What this means is as we go over that peak, we're going to have to buy more and more excess power. And those percentages of those rates, as demand goes up, is going to be higher and higher and higher. Some estimates put our power increase 200-300%.
Oh, my goodness.
And in Hamilton, we already have something you may have seen in the news recently. Our utility prices are already set to go up based off of an agreement that was planned for about a couple of years ago. So we're looking to see incredibly expensive utilities for the average citizen. And this is before you get to noise pollution, light pollution, the use on our streets that's going to wear them down, and the fact that there are going to be a lot of people who are working there who are not going to be frequenting our businesses because they're employed from outside, and that's going to take a whole bunch of money from our economy and move it elsewhere. It's something that really isn't sustainable for Hamilton.
Mm. We are talking about the data center boom in Ohio and what these projects mean for residents and other businesses. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Isabel, I know you've done some terrific reporting on this, and you talked with Hamilton County City Manager about these concerns over higher electricity bills and the drain on utilities. How did he respond to that?
Yeah, Hamilton City Manager Craig Buchheit says Hamilton residents would be shielded from any price increases. And he kind of explained it like this. As Jay mentioned, the city owns and operates its electric utility and generates most of the power it needs. For the project, Hamilton would source power on the open market. Then it would pass through that power to the developer at cost. And Buchheit says this would have very little or no impact on people's utility bills, because the cost would be passed on to the developer and the electricity wouldn't come from what the city is currently generating. And the developer is also set to pay its own way, so it would pay for any facilities or infrastructure related to the project as well.
Jay, what do you think about that?
Well, there are two large holes in this issue. Thing number one, as more draw is being used of these open market utilities, the general price is going to go up. That means that when we do go beyond peak and we do have to draw power from the open market, those rates are going to be larger. So what that means is, even though our average normal utility bill when we're not at peak is going to maintain the same. We frequently have to draw into that excess open market power, which as those rates increase, that is going to be more expensive for us. There's no way to avoid that. On top of that, power is talked about a lot, but we see in places like Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, water costs are also going to go up because these data centers have an incredible, incredible draw of water. And that means that electricity isn't the only utility that we're going to have to worry about. Same thing with natural gas. These facilities also use natural gas as well. And that's something that that Craig just doesn't seem to ever want to talk about. We don't talk about that water bill increase. We don't talk about that gas bill increase. And it strikes me as a bit disingenuous to say that the electricity is going to maintain the same rate when we have this open market price increase that, as I'd mentioned, had already gone up in the past 5 years by 15%, and it's only projected to go even higher.
Yeah. And I should mention, we did invite the city manager to be part of the conversation, and we just couldn't make that work. So, Ellen, what have you found nationwide about how much electricity and water these data centers need? And as Jay is saying, are these costs being passed on to consumers?
Yeah, I think my question first for the city manager would be, is he able to, can you guys see the contracts that the city has with the tech companies? We hear a lot from tech companies in various locations that they are going to pay their own way and they want to pay for the infrastructure that is needed to serve electricity to them. But a lot of that information is kind of shielded behind really confidentiality, sealed records. Data centers are able to claim that, their electricity use and, details around that are trade secrets. So when these contracts go up for review in public forums, like the public utilities commissions, the public is often shielded from kind of the most pertinent details of those contracts. Nationwide, I would say that it just generally electricity and water costs have gone up because of data centers generally. And that's, whether you have a data center in your area or not, because of the way the electric grid works, if you have data centers in your region, then you could see cost increases because there's just so much that goes into an electric bill. And a big cost is transmission, which is that infrastructure that is needed to actually deliver the power to the end user. I don't think that there is you can go to any area with a lot of data center development and they'll have different numbers, but the general consensus seems to be that electricity bills are going up. And we don't have a ton of details on how the data center companies are going to pay their own way.
Well, Ellen, I've also read this argument that data centers can help attract other economic development to a community. What has your reporting found on that?
Well, in a sense, yes, that is true. For example, I was listening to some earnings calls several months ago, and the CEO of Wyndham, the hotel chain, which owns Motel 6 and Econo Lodge and some other budget hotels, they are actually building in places where there is heavy data center development. I think he specifically called out Mississippi, and I don't want to misspeak. He might have said Ohio was one of those places, building budget motels for, construction workers to live at while they're building these data center sites. That was kind of the example that really stuck out to me, like kind of the first concrete thing, first tangible thing I've seen. But, and I have heard stories of, locals who have, turned their backyard, they've got an RV in their driveway or their backyard, and they've, turned that into like a little Airbnb situation for traveling construction workers. I haven't really seen much else that would support that theory, especially since, you know, when you think about the data centers and what they're spending on, they're buying all of this construction equipment and they're buying computer hardware. A lot of that's coming from overseas. So it's not necessarily stimulating the local economy. And then if they've got these, you know, sales tax incentives, that's not really stimulating the economy either. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't have much for you on that.
No, I think that's helpful. Jay, what do you think? Do you think there are ways a data center like the one that's proposed in Hamilton could benefit your business, your community? Do you think there's any benefit that it could bring?
See, that's kind of an interesting thing. Hamilton has a very unique history. Back in the early 90s, our primary industry was these paper mills. And these paper mills, you know, they were the primary economic source for everyone who lived there. We were at something like 62,000 something total residents. It was a thriving, bustling economy. It had been for quite some time. Then in the 90s, these manufacturers closed. And when that happened, our population ended up getting cut in half. We're talking like 31,000 people. It was absolutely terrible. And I remember distinctly, I was sitting in school, in high school, and I went to like an arts high school. And the thing was that we heard all of these murmurings of new economic development policies, especially one centered around the arts and centered around elevating small businesses. And we thought, no, that's never going to be a thing. But over the course of the past 15 years or so, Hamilton has really lifted itself up using government programs like CORE, with help from places like the Hamilton Community Foundation. We have these wonderful opportunities for pre-existing citizenry to create small business opportunities, to create affordable housing opportunities. We're talking about a portfolio that the city owned of 200 derelict properties that they were practically giving away to pre-existing citizens to make small businesses. And what happened is over that 15 years, we ended up sprouting into something beyond our historic high. We're talking about 63,000 residents. And now our primary source of revenue for the city is tourism. People are coming in to partake of our unique food, our unique culture, our unique businesses. And the thing is that we should be investing more in these small opportunities than something with a data center. With these data centers coming in, it's all very fleeting. You might have people coming in to work at them, but where is that money going? Are they really going to be going to the boutique down the street? Are they going to the local bookstore? Likely not. And so ultimately, it seems very lopsided. It seems like there's a lot of downhill, a lot of extraction. Whereas if we invest this money elsewhere, if we cut taxes on other opportunities that help elevate small businesses, I think we're going to see much bigger growth. So no, unfortunately, I can't really see any benefit that would actually tangibly apply to our community.
We got an email from David who writes, "The plague of huge data centers is being perpetrated on communities without consulting or permission of the people being affected. Ultimately, local residents will be paying higher electric bills and water bills and loss of agricultural land. The amount of resources being put into these mega data centers should be alarming to citizens, not only when they're being built, but those being tricked into using AI. Enormous amounts of farmland are being converted to an industrial use." We also have a caller on the line. Hi, Bucky. Thanks for your call. What's your question or comment?
Yes, I'm a senior citizen. I'm 86 to 81 years old. I've lived in the same house for 42 years. And in the last 8 months, my electricity bill has gone up 80%. My gas bill has gone up 40%. And my water bill has gone up 40%.
Not
to mention, of course, all the other food and inflationary impacts, but these are the three biggest increases that I've been dealing with.
And where do you live, Bucky? What part of town?
I live in Columbia, Tusculum.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry you're going through all that. That sounds like a nightmare, having all those bills go up. And Ellen, are these data centers just in other part of the states? Can they be contributing to some of those increases just as a supply and demand kind of thing?
Yes, definitely. So Ohio, or most of Ohio, is part of the PJM region. PJM is a regional transmission operator, and it's got 13 states, mid-Atlantic, some in the Midwest. And basically, anything that happens within the PJM region can affect your electricity bill if you live in that region. Last year, wholesale costs for energy, I don't want to misquote, but I think the numbers were like wholesale energy costs were up like 600 to 800%, something like that. Again, I don't want to misquote myself, but the wholesale energy costs have been just off the charts going up. And whether you've got a data center in your backyard or not, if you are located in the PJM region and your utility is part of the PJM regional transmission infrastructure, you're going to see that reflected on your electricity bill.
Wow. Well, Isabel, I know some residents in Hamilton have joined together to oppose the project. How are they expressing their opposition?
Yeah, there's definitely growing opposition to the data center in Hamilton. Some people created this Facebook group called the Coalition Against Data Centers in South Ohio, and it has more than 800 members in it. They're also circulating a petition, they're creating yard signs, and they're speaking out at city council meetings even when the data center isn't on the agenda.
Wow. And what has the Hamilton city manager told you about whether he's in favor of this project or not? Has he given you a peek at his cards on this yet?
The kind of primary stance he took was that the city has to be open-minded and looking for opportunities. And he kind of feels like he owes it to the community to see if there's a path moving forward with the project. He said he's considering, you know, the potential benefits, like maybe more jobs. But he says he's also listening to concerns like environmental impacts and noise issues. So he says moving forward, there's still a lot the city has to think about before making a final decision.
Okay. What are the next steps with all this, Isabel?
Yeah, the city is waiting on those two studies that I mentioned earlier, which are expected to be done in 2026. And for the community members opposing the data center, they say they're kind of going to continue their opposition. They want the city to scrap the project, and they say they'll be calling on the council to do that until it happens.
Okay. Well, this has been a very important and fascinating conversation. I've been talking with Business Insider senior reporter Ellen Thomas, WVXU environment reporter Isabel Nisley, and Hamilton resident and business owner Jay Kidd. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thanks,
Lucy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director today is Stephen Baum. If you miss our program live, you can subscribe to Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for our weekly news review.